that should not stop you from going about your life, should not stop you from going to Chinatown and going out to eat. I'm going to do that today myself.
Just Black and White.
Come to Chinatown. Here we are. We're, again, careful, safe, and come join us.
This is the truth.
There's really no need to panic and to avoid activities that we always do as New Yorkers. We are a hardy people.
This is Dannyland.
Oh, boy. We're going to see how far we can go with this podcast. I'm angry.
Hello, friends. Danny Chekalinsky. I'm your host. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. It's Dannyland. 95% of the world is stupid. You're part of the 5%. Still on lockdown, in the dungeon. That's Dannyland lingo for being in my basement in Willoughby, Ohio. We're 20 miles east of downtown Cleveland, the rock and roll frickin' capital of the world, all right? Things are not getting better. They're getting worse. What the hell's going on in Seattle? We tape the podcast for Fridays and Thursday nights, so this is an ongoing situation. These freaking morons in Seattle, they lost City Hall. Seven blocks of the city's been seized in the precinct of the police department. People are out of control. They're animals. They use force and only understand force. We need more force. We need more weapons. We need the freaking National Guard. I'm sorry. These people are not protesters. They're not justice seekers. They're criminals. Criminals go to jail. You know, and then here's the other thing, okay? I don't give a shit about collateral damage at this point. We have rules. Without rules, what do we have? We got chaos, and that's what's going on right now. If they die, they die. So what? There's a population problem, all right? They're not contributing to society. They're a menace to society. Save the time and jail and the taxpayer money. Get them out of there. They're domestic terrorists. No more patience for these fools. It's time to send a message. But evidently, it's okay in the liberal world to take over a frickin' city hall. So I was wondering, what would happen if me, Danny Chekalinsky, a patriot, law-abiding citizen with no criminal record, by the way, gun owner, what would happen if I called my hometown to let them know I'm coming to take over City Hall? But I'm going to call them first. Now, I was born in Strongsville, Ohio, and that is 20 miles south of downtown Cleveland. And got a real nice City Hall there. And I think it's big enough for, like, me and 15 friends to live in, sort of like they do in Seattle. And evidently, that's fine right now, so I'm going to let them know we're coming, and maybe they could just clean out their desks. You know, just make the...
Thank you for calling the city of Strongsville. Please listen closely as the options have changed. To transfer to the operator, press 0.
All right, 0. All right, what's going on? I don't know where to go.
Wait while I transfer your call.
All right. Well, my parents were there. There was only about, maybe 20,000 people in this city. It's a big city. Very big.
Good afternoon, Mayor Persiak's office.
Yes, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Yourself?
I'm all right. I got a question for you, okay? I was originally, I actually moved back to the area. I live in Willoughby right now. I grew up in Strongsville, graduated in 1982, and just amazed at how the city has progressed. I love City Hall. I think it's a beautiful building. Here's what's going on, okay? Me and about 15 of my friends are going to come downtown, and we're going to take over City Hall, okay? We're going to throw everybody out, clean out your desk, and we're going to make it an autonomous zone. Is that okay?
Not my desk.
Why is that? I mean, they're doing this in Seattle, ma'am. It's fine.
Well, maybe in Seattle.
Me and my friends, we came down, and we'll take over City Hall, and we'll live there for a while, and we'll probably just hang around and listen to speakers and stuff like that. That's against the law?
Okay, the point of your conversation is, where can I direct your call?
Well, I'm just going to let you know that you guys got to clean out your desks, because just like in Seattle, which is a much bigger city than Strongsville, we're just going to come over and make it an autonomous zone.
Fine by me.
All right, that's good. You know what? You could be part of the crew. We'll leave your office there. Is that all right? We'll be there tomorrow by 5 o'clock, okay?
Your prerogative.
All right, thank you, ma'am. You're a patriot.
Can you give me a name and number?
You think I'm stupid? Come on.
Well, it comes up on my caller ID, so.
Oh, that's all right. Then call me back. We'll have lunch then. It'll be wonderful. Because evidently, what goes on is not breaking the law. So, that's all. Thanks. Have a good day. Can you give me my... I have your name and number on caller ID, but I would like you to verify. Can I have it again? No, lady. Why don't you come close and we will dance. We will dance like the women that I know you are. Ah, yes. Here we go. Let me... Social distancing. Back off, lady. Where's your mask?
Jesus Christ. Is this really happening?
All right. Let's start the podcast. By the way, it's Radio Danny on Facebook if you want to yell at me. Stick around. This is a good one. It might be my last podcast, trust me. Somebody's going to be pissed off. George Floyd was finally laid to rest on Tuesday in Houston. And one of the biggest racists in the world did the eulogy. I'm talking about Al Sharpton. This man thrives on racism. Without racism, Al Sharpton would not exist. By the way, this guy is so oppressed. He travels by private jet. Turn on the news, people. You're being lied to. Al Sharpton didn't know George Floyd. He used George Floyd to fan the flames of racism for his own personal promotion, and he used the corpse of George Floyd to attack our president. It's true.
You take rubber bullets and tear gas to clear out peaceful protesters. And then take a Bible and walk in front of a church and use a church as a prop. Wickedness in high places. You ain't been walking across that street when the church didn't have the boards up. You wasn't holding up no Bible when Aubrey was killed in Brunswick. When Taylor was killed in Louisville.
Jesus.
Wickedness in high places.
Why does this toad yell all the time? Is he married? Does anyone know? Staff of none? Woman, where is my dinner? And find the remote. Why the hell is Netflix not working? So I did some research on George Floyd, right? Let me go back to what Sharpton said. Because that's not fair. He was talking about the photo op for Trump outside the church with the staff. All right, okay, fine. Well, what about the Pelosi? Pelosi and the Democrats are wearing, I believe it's kente cloth, and they were kneeling in the Capitol. What the hell was that? George Floyd was murdered, all right? He didn't deserve it. Now that's not, I mean, we've all said that. We all agree. But I did some research on this character, all right? I look for some things that the media and Al Sharpton may have missed in the eulogy. I actually found some stuff.
The fact that he has been held up as a martyr sickens me. George Floyd was not a good person. I don't care who wants to spin that. I don't care how CNN wants to make you think he changed his life around or MSNBC wants you to believe he was just, you know, after his sixth stint in prison, I think, or fifth stint in prison, really going to change things around. It's just not true. I mean, you look at this situation. Here's how I tried to see it through the eyes of the young woman who was pregnant in 2007 when a guy knocked on her door pretending that he worked for the water department. She realizes he doesn't work for the water department, attempts to slam the door in his face, only to have a Ford, pull up with four more men that get out of the car, one of which is George Floyd. George Floyd slams his way into her cracked door as she's trying to close it. He takes out a pistol and he holds it to her pregnant belly, threatening her and pushing her into her living room. While she is in the living room, he has another one of his armed buddies keep an eye on her as they raid her house looking for drugs and looking for money. They did not find drugs, but they did take her cell phone, and I think they took some cash and he escaped.
Wow, how about that, huh? My goodness. My goodness, goodness. All right, so the only thing I learned is that if I take my Ruger P89, I load it with some black talons, I find a pregnant woman, I point the gun at her belly, I'm not only going to get a gold casket, but my funeral is going to be paid for by Floyd Mayweather. I just said, I'm a winner. Yep. I got
get the gold casket? Where's the horse? I want to go to three cities. Rockstar lifestyle, my don't
make it. Told you I'm coming fully fucking loaded today, all right? Because I'm upset. I really am. And if this is going to be if this will be my last podcast, I'm going to stand by this, all right? I'm going to knock it out of the freaking park. Let me stay with Sharpton, all right? Why wasn't he at the funeral of Lieutenant David Dorn? 77-year-old retired black police lieutenant. He was killed by Stefan Cannon, a career piece of shit that got many breaks from the system.
Stefan Cannon, now charged with first-degree murder in St. Louis, was convicted here in St. Louis County for armed robbery in 2014. He was sentenced to 7 years in prison. The judge gave him a break, probation. He then violated that probation twice and got two more breaks, never going to prison.
7 year sentence and two breaks. Let me tell you something right now, all right? If it smells like shit, it's shit. I cannot make a cake out of a turd. David Dorn didn't have to die. The media didn't care about David Dorn because he was a police officer. Oh, tough to take, right? And this has turned into a war against the police. I mentioned in the past on Dannyland, thank you for sharing the podcast, by the way. I don't support Black Lives Matter. They want to defund the police. I want the opposite. I want more cops. I want more guns. I want more explosives, more firepower, because we agree. Again, we are on the brink of anarchy, all right? How much more do you need to see? We are under attack by social terrorists. Leo Terrell is a black man. He also shares my concerns. He said this earlier in the week on Tucker. You probably didn't hear this.
I'm not a member of Black Lives. I don't support Black Lives because I'm against defunding the police. And I got news for you. I'm confused about Black Lives. If they are concerned about Black Lives, what about David Dorn? Cory Booker, Karen Bass, Nancy Pelosi? What about David Dorn? Oh, why not support him? Why not his concern? Oh, he's a police officer. Al Sharpton, you go to all these funerals? Go to the funeral of David Dorn. I'm sick of it. This is hypocrisy at its highest level. Your monologue was spot on, and if we're going to be concerned about black lives, there's a black life in St. Louis that was lost, and why not the outrage? Because he's a police officer. This is madness.
Oh, my God. We're tearing down statues. We're spray painting buildings. We're looting. We're kneeling. We're washing the feet of black people. We're banning movies. We're banning fucking cartoons. What the hell is wrong with us? Black Lives Matter is a movement that fuels off racism and the elimination of the police. It's true. It's going to lead to anarchy and riots, and we are the big... Again, we got to stop it, all right? It's almost out of control right now. We're in trouble. I'm being honest, my friends. I'm trying not to get upset, all right? And I'm not just saying this because of my... What is it? White privilege. Whatever. What does that mean? I say this because I'm afraid, and I'm right. And I'll back it up, all right? Listen to what this black man says about Black Lives Matter.
The thing is, y'all, when we talk about Black Lives Matter, okay, those who promote the Black Lives Matter narratives, they themselves have already put them in a separate category. The reasonable thing to do would be along with All Lives Matter. See, you would think that Black Lives Matter would say that all lives matter. Our lives too, right? We're included in all that is valuable as human life, right? But they're not. But by trying to demand that Black Lives Matter, they have segregated themselves. They have made themselves into their own special category. They have committed the sin of segregation. I thought segregation was a bad thing. But because they demand to be seen as black. Meanwhile, if you see people as black people, that in itself is racist. Huh. Okay, so You want to be seen as black. Right. You don't even just see yourself as people.
No.
Just see yourselves as people. See yourselves as among all people, and see yourselves as among all life that matters. But see, they can't do that.
Why are people so fucking stupid? I really don't get it, okay? And hold on. If you listen to what the man said, why don't you hear what he has to say? Why don't you hear the message? Because it diffuses the tension. It brings about unity, and the left doesn't want that. They want America to crumble. And this shit ain't going to fly in my driveway. You come up my driveway with a brick and a mask, and you're going to leave in a body bag with a fucking toe tag.
What is going on? What is this about? Even the outlines are blurry at this point, but we know this. No matter what they tell you, it has very little to do with black lives, if only it did. If Democratic leaders cared about saving the lives of black people, and they should, they wouldn't ignore the murder of thousands of young black men in their cities every year. They wouldn't put abortion clinics in black neighborhoods. They would instead do their very best to improve the public schools and to encourage intact families, which we know beyond a shadow of a doubt is central to the life prospects of children. They try to make black neighborhoods as safe as their own neighborhoods. They would close the payday lenders that add so much misery to the lives of poor people of all colors. But they don't even consider doing any of this. They don't even try.
Uh-huh.
Instead, they encourage theft and mayhem as if that will help. It will not help.
Again, there are bad people in the world. It's not going to change, all right? We need more cops. Better training, especially when dealing with the mentally ill. It's true. But it's not as bad as the liberals are making you think it is. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Yeah, it's just a joke, AOC.
The whole thing is a joke.
Congresswoman from Bronx. She's a liberal nut that likes to throw kerosene on the freaking fire. She was talking with George Snuffleupagus about taking money from the cops. So upsetting. It really
But why is it necessary to take the money from the police? I mean, I understand your argument, the argument you're making about expanding social services, investing in social services. But the research does show that more police on the street means less crime.
Well, I think there's one question that is interesting here is that when it comes to funds, it's not always just about the number of officers in the street. It's about these police precincts that have tanks, that have military weaponry,
not
and
enough.
Frankly have a degree of that have a degree of material resources and warlike weaponry that people ask, why does a local police precinct have this in the first place?
I can address that. And, you know, here's another thing. Like, when you watch this bimbo on frickin' TV, listen to how many times she says,
The whole thing is a joke.
No, not that. Hey, bird brain, bartender, make me a drink. Jeez. I mean, do you not even think before you speak? If you ever got in front of me, AOC, I would slice your agenda apart like a sushi chef on crack. Your own city was freaking destroyed by these animals. A bunch of out-of-work hippies that smell like urine have taken over City Hall in Seattle. Hell is going on here? More weapons, more tanks, more soldiers, more collateral damage. You know, that's the only thing they're going to listen to. Then maybe they drop the black outfits and cans of spray paint and they'll look for a fucking job. The new wave of Democrats, my friend. The new wave of Democrats in this country. Let's go back to Minneapolis. Representative Ilhan Omar. She's another problem. Her city burned. Her mayor was thrown out of a protest. What another fool. And instead of coming to the rescue and calming the emotions, this fool, like a terrorist, through gas and a fire.
I will never stop saying, not only do we need to disinvest in police, but we need to completely dismantle the Minneapolis Police Department. Yeah. government is rotten to the root. And so when we dismantle it, we get rid of that cancer.
So upset right now. Here's the thing, okay? Don't create problems. Fix problems. If you're gonna incite a riot, then do what you do best, all right? Just shut up and go have sex with your brother. Google it. I'm not wrong. I think that's where her brother is. It's up in that head wrap. She gets horny. She just unwraps the head wrap, and the brother falls down with a big rod. Told you I'm pushing it. I'm upset. Joe Biden. He's going to announce his running mate soon, and a lot of talk is it's going to be Kamala Harris, 55-year-old senator from California. She also wants to cut the funding, and what's it called, defunding with the police department. Listen to this.
I support investing in communities so that they become more healthy and therefore more safe. Right now, what we're seeing in America is many cities spend over one-third of their entire city budget on policing. But meanwhile, we've been defunding public schools for years in America. We've got to re-examine what we're doing with American taxpayer dollars and ask the question, are we getting the right return on our investment?
Oh, God. Look, idiot, just because you print a good book, it doesn't mean people are going to read it. If you're 13, right, you see a kid in your school with brand new Nikes and cool clothes and a big wad of money, big wad of paper. You want that. We have an instant gratification society. Somehow we have gotten away from hard work and dedication. So this is the truth. All right, listen here. Selling slabs of crack may get you the shoes, but you're also going to die early. It's not a win-win. Get the criminals. Get the social anarchists. Get the bad influences. Get them out of the neighborhood. A book's not going to do it. You meet force with force. Don't bring a knife to a gunfight. I like where... I like where I'm at. By the name of Danny Chekalinsky. I'm all over the place. I apologize, but I'm really passionate about this podcast. Radio Danny on Facebook if you want to respond. I want to hear from you. I like where I'm at in my life right now. I don't really care what people think. It's great. I speak for one person, and it's me. Kind of refreshing in a new journey. I will treat you the way I want to be treated. Now, don't take advantage of me. I've been screwed over too many times in my life, all right? I have zero patience. You come at me, and I'm going to come back at you twice as hard. Many critics say there's no joy in my life. I heard that from some stupid radio consultant. Yeah, by the way, you want to hear this on the freaking radio? You're not going to hear it. You know why? We're going to lose advertising. Yeah, well, blow me. This is the freaking truth, and this is exactly what people need to hear right now. A lot of people say I'm stressed and I'm too angry. I will say this. Don't disguise my focus with anger. I sleep well at night, and I laugh. I laugh a lot, especially when I hear this shit from Joe Biden. I hear this on a weekly moment.
Right. You know, the rapidly rising... I don't know.
Good God. You'll forgive me. It's short. Let's do it one more time. Can we please?
You know, the rapidly rising I don't know.
I don't know either, Joe. I have no idea. If you don't think that windbag is being propped up by a movement of social terrorists that want to eliminate the Constitution, you need to pull your head out of the sand. It's true.
It's true. It's true.
All right, we're done. Thanks for listening. I really mean that, okay? A favor, I always ask at the end of the podcast to forward this podcast. Like I said, I'm sure I pissed off so many freaking people. And you know what? I really don't care. If they shut it down, they shut it down. LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. Let them know about this podcast because it's your podcast, all right? We'll talk again on Monday.
You have just experienced the truth.
And I love all people, rich or poor, but in those particular positions, I just don't want a poor person. Does that make sense?
Make sure to tune it again to Danny Land.
They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny. He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself.